We've all been there, feeling stressed and anxious and reaching for that bag of chips. But why does it happen? It's called stress eating. 38% of adults say that they have overeaten or eaten unhealthy foods in the past month because of stress. And you'll be surprised, but kids also stress eat more than you think. First, let's understand stress before we talk about the 5 steps to overcome it. Imagine yourself wandering through the dense jungle and suddenly you come face to face with a tiger. Your body releases hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol. These hormones increase your heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing, providing your muscles with the oxygen and energy they need. They also allow you to react more quickly to the threat. This reaction of the body is called a fight or flight response. However, our brain aren't well equipped to differentiate between a real and perceived threats. So when a person faced with a stressful situation like an overwhelming day at work or a big exam that your child worry about, the body responded in the same way as it would if it were faced with a life-threatening situation. This leads to the production of the stress hormone, which can manifest as stress eating and other bad eating habits, which will help the person to cope with stress. Now, the first step in overcoming stress eating is understanding what triggers the person's stress responses. One effective way is by keeping a journal, which is something very useful to do in almost any age. The goal is to document the situation, emotions, or people that trigger stress during the day and may result to stress eating. For example, you could write 7 p.m. feeling overwhelmed by work deadline. I ate a bag of chips while watching TV. I felt guilt and disappointed after finishing the bag. This specific situation made me realize that is one of my triggers for stress eating. Now, if you want to do it with your child and they're too young, talking about it on a daily basis be just effective as journaling. By identifying patterns and triggers, we can begin understand the underlying causes and develop a plan to manage it. The second step is finding ways to manage and reduce stress in the daily life. By actively reducing stress, the person will be better equipped to make healthier food choices and break the cycle of stress eating. Practicing in physical activity, meditation, mindfulness, or even just taking a break to do something enjoyable can help reduce stress. Experimenting with different methods to find what works best for you or your child and make it as a regular part of your routine. The third step is having a plan. When those cravings hit, it can be difficult to resist the temptation, but with a plan in place, it can be much easier. Imagine having a list of alternative activities at your fingertips, activities that are specifically chosen to help your child or yourself reconnect with your body and understand its true needs rather than acting impulsively and eat mindlessly. Experiment with different activities with your kid and with yourself and find what works best for you. For example, when those craves strike, you can take a short break from the day and put on your headphones, close your eyes, and listen to your favorite song. This simple act of mindfulness can help us focus on our body, listen to its needs, and determine if we are truly hungry or just feeling stressed. By taking the time to understand the physical sensation, your kids and you will learn to make informed decisions about what they eat and how they care about their bodies. The fourth step in overcoming stress eating is gaining control when craving arises. When craving hits, it's important to create a space between the moment the person realizes craving and the moment of taking an action. This is similar to practice of counting to 10 when feeling angry. The space creates an opportunity to think more clearly and make better decisions instead of acting impulsively. Now the fifth step, as you work towards helping your child or yourself overcoming stress eating, it's crucial to remember that self-compassion is key. The process may not always be easy for both parents and kids, and setbacks are a normal part of the journey. But don't let frustration get the best of you. Remember that overcoming stress eating is a process, and it's important to be patient and kind to yourself. It's normal for a child to stumble and make mistakes, but don't let those moments discourage you from making a progress. Instead, use them as an opportunity to learn and grow, reflect on what led to the setbacks and how you can prevent it in the future. Now, to learn more in depth how to use journal to manage stress, check this video.